proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program about special holidays. Over the past several sessions, we have looked at Thanksgiving, especially as to how the Jewish people worshiped God, corporately and individually. God wanted the Jewish people to worship Him. However, He rejected formal worship from the Jews when repentance for sin and righteous living did not accompany those professions of thankfulness. Consider, for example, what God said about the matter in the fourth chapter of the book of Amos. God condemned the religious hypocrites of Amos' day, those people who praised Him outwardly, but inwardly rebelled against His statutes. Here's what God said, quote, "Come to Bethel and transgress. At Gilgal multiply transgression, and bring your sacrifices every morning, and your tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this liketh you, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord God." Unquote. One can almost see the sarcasm dripping from God's lips as He uttered those words. God definitely did not and does not appreciate superficial expressions of gratitude when they hide rebellious hearts. Personal giving of thanks played a prominent role in the Old Testament as well. David wrote a song recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and repeated in Psalm 18. In that work, he expressed his gratitude toward God for delivering him from his enemies and for raising him to a lofty position. David declared, quote, "Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name," unquote. Note that David had penned these words before he ascended the throne as king, after he had established the priestly orders. According to the Old Testament prophets, songs of thanksgiving to God will abound once He restores the Jews to their homeland. According to the 51st chapter, when the Lord comforted Zion, quote, "Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody," unquote. Jeremiah noted in the 30th chapter of his prophecy that when God restored Israel to her homeland, quote, "out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry," unquote. Unlike the hypocritical gratitude that God noted and condemned in the book of Amos, such expressions of thankfulness mentioned above will be real, coming out of hearts grateful for what God had done. Jewish people thanked God on a number of personal and private occasions. The author of Psalm 119, for example, declared that he awakened at midnight to thank God for His righteous judgments. The rebellious prophet Jonah gave thanks to God during his time in the belly of the great fish. Daniel habitually thanked God as part of his normal seasons of prayer 3 times a day. These individuals believed it necessary to render unto God the sacrifices of their lips while they were still able to do so. As the author of Psalm 6 put it, quote, "In the grave, who shall give thee thanks?" Unquote. To sum the matter up, Old Testament Jews gave thanks to God during their times of corporate worship. They also thanked Him as individuals in the course of their personal devotions, on account of His blessings toward them. Praising God comprised an essential part of Jewish life throughout the Old Testament. Christians today, as mentioned earlier, have even greater reasons for praising God. Christians today have been saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, rendered heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session on special holidays.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.